using the power. That's why as a mother, if you start beating your children, you are failed. Because you cannot talk, you cannot discipline yourself, you cannot express yourself. That's why you use power. So beating, punishment is not part of the Islamic raising children. When you raise children in Islam, you have to discipline them. Discipline is part of education. To discipline is to educate. To tell the child what is the right. Don't attack the person. Don't attack the child. But attack the attitude of the child. Don't ever tell your child you are stupid. That is wrong. Tell the child your action is very stupid. Tell the child what you did is stupid. That is not right. But don't tell the child you are bad. Tell the child what you did is bad. Don't tell the child you are a liar. Tell the child what you said is a lie. So all the time you have to attack the attitude, but don't attack the person. But many people confuse the two. They just keep telling the child you are a liar. At the end, the child don't feel that being a liar is, you know, is something. He said, well, it's fine to be a liar. I can lie to my mother, then I can lie to everybody. Then he start going to work. When he graduated from university, he's still keeping lying. Because he was lying to the mother, lying to the father, to the sisters and everybody. So because people call him a liar. But if they say to him, what you are saying is a lie, he will say that that attitude is not good. So always attack the attitude. It's the right for the child to be disciplined. So these basically are rights. Circumcision is a right for the male child. Not for the female, for the male child. Inshallah ta'ala, I was making some research here for Brother Ibrahim. In the level two, they reached that standard. They're going to discuss about circumcision and all those kind of things. Inshallah, when you reach level two, you're going to discuss that. But this is just to know that circumcision for the boys is one of their rights. Don't leave these boys grow 28 years without circumcision. They're going to attack you because marriage is going to come to be a big problem. You know, in Islam, we have problem about circumcision and those who just come to Islam without circumcision. They want to get married. They marry a sister, beautiful sister, good wedding and everything. But next minute, you just get a call that, you know, they're coming from Poconos and no more wedding. Everything messed up. What's happened? Nobody wants to talk about it. Well, Imam, I don't want this marriage no more. What's happened? I don't want this marriage no more. What happened to the man? He's good, man, but I don't want this. Because there's a problem. We have to be careful. It's their right to take this off. It's cleanliness. So, these are rights for the children. What they call companionship is their right. Don't isolate children. You have to play with them. Playing with children is their right. Like play golf, any play they want to play, you have to play with them. Like to act a little bit like them. Talk their language sometimes. It's their right to answer their questions. They have a lot of questions to ask, you have to answer those questions. As I'm always saying, that when the child asks the father, why the sky is blue? Because they are traveling, say, wow, daddy, they're asking you all the time. They listen to John, they ask you anything. Daddy, why you are so tall and my mind so short? Daddy, why Uncle so-and-so is so strong, but for you, you are so skinny? They don't need even dare to ask you that question. Sometimes you don't want to hear that. You say, yeah, shut up. So, Daddy, why you are eating too much? They ask you these questions. So, you have to answer them. You say, well, what happened is this, 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 this. If you're going to answer the question, go to the teacher. You ask their teacher. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the last second. Basically, that was the lesson for today, parenting and how to, you know, family life, inshallah. Any question? Okay, from here?
Upstairs.
Or upstairs first?
Upstairs.
Okay, upstairs first. But inshallah, when the brother finished this research here, I will photocopy it and give it to you, all of you, to read this. It's very, very interesting. Circumcision according to Islamic point of view. Okay, sisters, are you ready? Oh, they are good today. They don't want to ask questions. Yes. They can't hear? Are you hearing me?
Sorry, just 1 minute.
Okay.
Salaam alaikum. One of the sisters wants to ask, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala marry Adam and Hawa?
Okay, it's just to create Hawa from the ribs of Adam and put them together by giving them the agreement of being the wife and husband. As you remember in Surah Al-Baqarah, he just told Adam, pick Hawa as your wife and dwell in Jannah. That automatically is the contract.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I think this was an excellent subject today.
Alhamdulillah.
This is a question pertaining to a situation in terms of rights of the children.
Yes.
A particular Muslim family, the father who had remarried and has offspring from previous marriages. Mm-hmm. He lives in another state. One of his offspring lives in another state. Mm-hmm. And this prevents, or should I say, has caused a lot of difficulty in maintaining a closeness.
Yes.
With one of the children. Mm-hmm. And I reiterate, he has more than one child in different places. But in any event, the situation when the family wants to relocate, mm-hmm, to another state, even further.
The father's family?
Yes, okay. This father who has remarried, and he wants to relocate, mm-hmm, his present family, mm-hmm, to another state. And it's like, to just in common sense, it seems that they should try to draw themselves closer to being near the other children, as opposed to, to me, it's selfishness. Mm-hmm. I just want to know, in your opinion,
okay,
Islamic opinion,
yes,
inshallah,
right, yes,
that, mm-hmm, you know, we have things that we desire,
yes,
but sometimes we have to